Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I'm so happy to be here. We are at the penthouse, people. The penthouse that is Lynn Stadium. We are on the corner of Floyd and Byrne. Drive by and see us. Throw up those L's. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall back in the booth.
Doesn't matter where we go, man. The crowd knows where we're at.
I can't believe how much do you pay this crowd to
a lot
to follow you and chant "We want Steve." Steve is here. Steve Rummage, how's it going?
It's good, man. Sounds like from reading the Courier and listening to radio. I guess we stirred it up a little bit yesterday. Ooh, should we say,
Steve? I cannot believe you are now officially a mover and a shaker of the line, Steve.
I know. Well, sometimes when you spout out a little truth and it's things that people don't want to admit, people don't want to talk about, because sometimes it crosses a culturally insensitive line, it crosses a racial insensitive line, and I think we tiptoed up to that yesterday, and now this today we're going to run through it.
A historical
line.
No, listen, neighborhoods, all there are so many different elements to this story.
Yeah.
That people don't realize how many elements are to the story until they start talking about it.
Yeah.
Because you say, you know what else? And you know what else? And the story gets deeper and it gets more and more interesting as we go on. But Steve, let me just ask you this. After yesterday, were you expecting the Men in Black to show up with the little, you know, look into the camera?
I mean, I will say this. When we get into those conversations, and especially this one in this state, I understand the pushback that will come with it. And I'm okay with that because, but it's one of those deals where if nobody says anything about it,
right,
it's never going to change. And that's why if we have to be a voice that kind of puts that out there to the forefront, then that's what we'll do. And I think this morning we got a little more with Julian Tackett being on with Drew. I think we got even a little more that we can push for, because I agree with some of the stuff he said, and I don't agree with a lot of it.
Yeah, yes, we will re-rack radio jargon, people. We will replay the interview Drew Diener, Julian Tactic. We were there on the Diener show. We had Julian Tackett, who represents the KHSAA.
Right.
And I got to say this, at first glance, you know, I kind of didn't like the fact that I didn't know he was coming on ahead of time to have, you know, more thought out, more prepared, you know, situational questions. But I will say this, it was good for me to hear his perspective on things, you know, because everybody complains about the pothole in the street, but nobody likes when the tax collector comes to fix the pothole in the street. When the tax guy explains to you, you know, how, you know, all the things that go into us fixing that pothole in your street. So sometimes, you know, to have the tax guy come and say, this is what we talk about, this is what we do. You know, it was good. It was healthy for me.
It was. And I think one thing we need to make clear is I don't think that the Kentucky High School Athletic Association is necessarily a poorly run entity.
Right.
And it's not a direct attack on someone like Julian Tackett, who's been doing this for a long time.
Right.
And does a good job at what he does, I think. But I do think there's questions there that have been ignored or almost even, and one thing we seen yesterday with Louisville not bidding, and we'll get into that, or has been one of the things where, how can I say this? That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So deal with it type thing.
Yes.
And I think even the city has been bullied a little bit into that too. Even in the article that Tim Sullivan so nicely wrote, I put it that way.
Right.
That sounds good, right?
Right, right.
But the way he wrote, I mean, even the way that was put in there, there was a comment in there where the Yum Center was told, don't even try it. It's not going to happen.
That's what we actually discussed. I mean, we talked about the idea that the KHSAA can withdraw from events.
And we're talking about the Sweet 16 here.
Yeah,
we're not even getting into the football yet.
Yes, like everybody has the ability to pull out or go into these deals, these tournament deals.
Right.
There's always a way to, you know, circumvent, you know, these contracts.
Absolutely.
When the money's there, when, you know, when
things can be moved around.
Right.
I mean, they're showing that with the Sweet 16. They're moving the Sweet 16 to accommodate NCAA tournament.
Right.
So I struggle a little bit with the, well, the Big East schedule pulls it out of Louisville. And, I mean, I know, look, you're going to bring up sponsorship. I understand that. But if Whitaker Bank can sponsor, and that's not a slight on
right.
Whitaker Bank.
Yeah, all right. Call us, Whitaker. We'll
but,
talk.
But, I mean, if you right. can find, you're telling me nowhere in the city of Louisville, economically, one of the driving force of the state, you can't find anywhere that can sponsor that you can put a name on. And if we can't, shame on us. And somebody in the city, we need to step up. We need to put something together and do it.
No, and like I said, you can delve further into some of these topics. Like when you start talking about attendance over a weekend, and then you start talking about, okay, like let's just make this hypothetical so, yeah. so we don't
No, let's do the attendance thing too. I like
Okay, you want to do the actual real deal.
We'll do
well,
it.
Let me bring, let me bring up the hypothetical theory on attendance.
Right.
If they come to Louisville, let's say you get 80,000 people.
In 1994, it was what, around 84,000 total.
I'll stay with the hypothetical.
Okay, okay.
I get 80,000 people that come to Louisville from the counties. 80,000 is my attendance number. 60,000 stay in hotels.
Right.
Or you get 120,000, but you only have 20,000 people actually stay in hotels. Because that's a one-day trip for your Lexington County crew, you know. So that's what I'm saying. You even have to be careful when you talk about attendance numbers.
Yeah.
In a Rupp Arena environment versus a Freedom Hall, you know. Because when you start adding in, you know, the accommodations that a Louisville can handle.
Right.
You know, the activities, the money, the, you know, there's money from a lot of ancillary benefits of having a Sweet 16. Sometimes in the city of Louisville.
No, I agree. And let me say this. If it ever does come back to Louisville, and I'm not a proponent even that says it should be in Louisville
was
every
that
year.
Scott Saliday?
Maybe.
I'm sorry about that. That was so random.
This is why they don't give us windows. This is why they put us in a closet.
I know.
And we can look at Brian
coming,
Hall.
Coming from the Brian guy Hall. who I gave a laser pointer to and has not stopped shining that laser pointer.
Yeah.
Did you even bring it today?
I did. It's in my bag. Hmm. There's people driving, Marcus. You know what I can do with a laser pointer with people going down the road? A
lot of good the stylus and laser pointer is doing like, you right now.
But here's my thing. There's no reason why. And one of the, and I'm going to be honest, I think one of the poorest arguments I've heard today was that we put it in Lexington because majority of the state would dream of playing in Rupp Arena. To me, that's the poorest argument I've heard all day.
That was said.
It was. And I have a problem with that because then that is saying said kid in Woodford County or said, why did I go to Woodford County?
No, that's perfect.
You arrest my player. That, you know what? If you get called out, your
right,
county
right,
is
right,
now
right.
my new Woodford Billy County Joe Bob from Woodford County.
From now on?
No, and I get that and I'm okay with that because I know there's kids in Eastern Kentucky and in down in Western Kentucky and
right.
different places that dream of growing up playing on the floor that, you know, I almost said Travis Ford. I was like, why is that my go-to guy?
I had a Travis Ford jersey.
But I mean, dreams of playing on Kentucky's floor. And I get that, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
But what about kid that grows up in Louisville that dreams of playing where he's watched the Cardinals play his whole life?
Right.
Are we just saying that that doesn't matter? Sorry, son. That's just the ways it is. I don't like
right.
that. I have a problem with that. Why is it only okay to put out a dream of people playing on one floor and not another?
No, and keep going to your recruiting aspect of this, Steve. Like I don't want that point to be lost on this situation when he talked about when Julian Tackett talked about how the people are so interested into recruiting.
Well, they do, and I understand what he's saying because I think you hear a lot of people right now in the state. Struggle with the fact that a player gets good, and what do?
Transfer.
They go to prep.
Transfer.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. They're transferring out. They're going to prep. And Julian Tackett talked about this morning that 6% goes on to play college.
Right.
But that everyone's so worried about recruiting, and people are worried about the game of AAU and getting people into where are they going. But then on a yearly basis – you give a wide open advertisement of the floor of the factory that's running the recruiting show right now.
The entire recruiting show.
When I see
money drives the program.
When anyone sees that UK logo, you think John Calipari in recruiting.
NBA, actually.
NBA?
Yeah.
That's what you think. So to me, even that would say, well, then why? And again, let me go back to this. I don't know that the city of Louisville would be a good fit every single year.
Right.
But there's absolutely zero reason it shouldn't come here every 4 or 5 years.
Or Bowling Green can have a state tournament. There is, to me, from an outside perspective, the three-spot rotation. Why not promote the dream of playing at Western? Why not promote the dream of playing at Rupp? Why not promote the dream of playing at the Yum Center? Like, shouldn't that be a lot more balanced when you see, you know, these decisions being made, when you see the, you know, these committees? And again, these are not, we're not dissecting the argument, but we're just pointing out some factors that you think about when you hear about how Lexington is basically become the mecca of all Kentucky sports, and not just like Rupp Arena and formerly Commonwealth Arena. I'm not good with the name yet. Kroger, CM Newton.
Kroger Field. It's simple. Just keep it simple.
Kroger Field.
Yeah.
And Rupp Arena now basically owns everything. I mean, think about it. There's only three state, you know, athletic events that are hosted by Louisville. Lacrosse, swimming, and volleyball. There are only like lacrosse teams in Louisville, right?
Right.
Swimming, complex, and volleyball.
Right.
Those are the only three that are hosted in Louisville. So you're saying everything else that's a major, the only home for these sports is Rupp Arena and Kroger Field?
Well, and then you go back to a guy who says that the city wouldn't support it. That's the next problem that I have. Because don't say there's a big difference in the city of Louisville won't support it and the people outside of the city of Louisville don't want to come to it. Because that's a big difference.
Do you believe that first and foremost? Do you believe that impression, that idea that the county guy does not want to come into the cesspool that is Louisville? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. When my boy Darius Rucker comes to the Yum Center, they come in droves from the let's use it. Kenny Chesney.
That's the country. I was going to say.
You knew I was going to do that.
I knew because.
Kenny Chesney. When he comes to town, you see the county license plates from every part of outside of Louisville coming into Louisville to go to the Yum Center. They come in, they enjoy the concert, they get out. Right?
Yeah.
So you're telling me you can come in for a Kenny Chesney concert, but you can't come in to see.
But you can't come here to play a basketball game.
Right.
And that's what I don't understand, because you hear they say, well, and he said this morning, he said with you and Drew Diener, Julian Tackett said, well, it's just been more stable, the attendance. How can you say it's been more stable? It hasn't been in Louisville since 1994. The 1988 championship game had 19,000 people there. And I understand that was a big one.
But
I
mean, they were saying that, like talking with Drew, you know, he said the overall attendance is the number that you. That
well,
you
that's
want.
Fine. You okay. say, okay, the weekend. The overall attendance. Look, I think we're all going to admit, okay, you're going to get 20 some thousand more in Lexington just off people in the state will go to it.
Is that enough? Is that the magic number, though? Apparently, let's sign a 20 year
apparently
deal?
It is, because the attendance is dipping in Lexington as well. So. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you everybody wants to point to, well, yeah, but the attendance dipped to a total of 84,000 the last time it was in Louisville in 1994. A lot's changed since 94. I mean, and then your argument, and people want to say, well, people don't support high school basketball on a nightly basis here. I think Scotty Davenport had maybe the greatest point I've heard of one thing the problem is in Jefferson County is the school districts aren't regionally located.
Oh, be careful, Steve.
I know, to be the careful. High schools.
Be careful, Steve. The men in black are coming.
Well, but it's the truth. I mean.
Well, explain what you
I
mean
live,
by that.
I live in Bullitt County. I live in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. So if they need to know, they can know right where to go. I live in Shepherdsville,
Kentucky. You're owning it today. You're getting chesty today, Steve.
I know. Well, because this is something that I get really upset when people dismiss this argument as, well, this is fake outrage. Nobody cares. No, there is people in this city and state that this matters to, and especially in the city of Louisville. People care about high school
families
sports.
And generations of people caring about this.
Absolutely.
Goodness gracious. Somebody tried to fight Tony Williams, but you know, the coach, a player's dad, because he's not happy. You know, like that's real passion. This is the fake outrage there.
No, absolutely. And the thing the problem I have with this is, I mean, you look in Bullitt County, for instance, the furthest person, the district that lives away from Bullitt Central, there's three high schools in Bullitt Counties, North Bullitt, Bullitt East, and Bullitt Central.
Shout out them. Give us some love.
I wasn't a big North Bullitt guy, though. I'll give Bullitt East and Bullitt Central some love.
No, give your school some love.
Yeah, Bullitt Central.
It's like, weak.
I know. Weak?
Yeah, just what up? Shout out to my people in Central.
This is not how we work out here.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so.
Fair enough.
It's not really Bullitt County. I mean,
right.
So
boys in the hood. And all
yeah. There's a lot of NWA in Bullitt County. So the thing is not the name. I come off
Steve,
way wrong.
Don't make this
music wise.
abort. Omaha.
Let's go there.
Check.
But the furthest person in the district that lives away can get to Bullitt Central in around 10 minutes.
Right.
There's people that live by Churchill Downs. They go to Moore High School.
Wait, what?
Like, that's insane. I mean, I can understand.
I was exposed to that in an awkward manner as well. I mean, listen, 41st in Vermont, you know, Kevin Smiley, he read me.
Everybody go to his house.
I'm a former UofL player. I'm sure he said it so many times because he reps his street.
Yeah, that's fine.
He represents his street, Steve.
Yes.
You know, he says it, and I say, okay, so you went to Central.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Well, yeah, because you know, in the district, right?
It's right up the street from your house.
Absolutely.
Right? No, I went to Valley. What?
Yeah.
And you had a bus?
Yeah.
They bussed you out to Valley?
Right.
What? Like, that was a foreign concept to me.
Absolutely.
So
you understand on a nightly basis where there's a dip in crowds. But let me tell you, it's happening in Bullitt County, too. I went to games and the crowds are nowhere. I graduated in 2005. Crowds are nowhere near what they were even when I played. But go to the 6th region tournament at Valley. Go to the 7th region tournament at Valley.
Find
an atmosphere as good.
I went.
So don't tell me that there's no support. Don't act like, well, in the city, you know, the parents just don't support the kids. Well, because that's a lie.
Right. A quick dismissive note to justify Rup every year.
Yeah, and I struggle with that. We can go to the phone lines if you want.
Philly Carl, thanks for holding on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, man? Hey, man, Rummage, I hear the passion in your argument this morning, but let me explain it to you and I'll give you an example. It's always going to be in Rup, man, because Marcus, you made a statement that when kids growing up, they want to play. The Yum Center is fairly new, man. And just like if a kid was raised in New York, there's other places to play in New York, but his dream will always be playing in Madison Square Garden, man. So that's why they're doing it as much as I was.
But how do you change that?
Man, but I understand. I understand, man. Rupp has been around a long time. Look, you know, Nova won the 85 title in Rupp, man. Rupp been around a long time, man.
Freedom Hall too, but they didn't have it anymore. You know, they cut Freedom Hall out of the picture. So I understand what you're saying,
right?
But it's like you're not beholden to that just because it's a bit of tradition, right?
Oh, but if Marcus, you came up in New York and you know just came up your whole life, where would you want to play to be on the showcase? Where would you want to actually be? You want to play Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah, but it's not my choice as a student.
You said the kids in Louisville. That's why I brought that up. You said if a kid was raised in Louisville, what would make you think he wouldn't want to play in the Yum Center? The Yum Center is still new. That's why. It's still kind
okay,
new.
But on the flip side of that, what makes you think that kids growing up in Louisville right now don't want to play in the Yum Center?
Now, that's a good argument right there. It's possible, but Rupp's so historic, man. It's been around forever, so. I'll just sit back and listen to y'all, man. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. But my problem is go ask recruits. I mean, what are you going to Kentucky for? Nobody's going to say, well, I want to play in a rough floor.
Yeah, right. No. I heard those cats go straight
to
the league.
I bet De'Aaron Fox nor Malik Monk know that Villanova won the 85 championship there. They probably don't know that Jason Williams missed a free throw there in the Sweet 16 to cost them the game. Like, they don't know the history of
right,
that.
Right. Nor does history matter. I mean, Kevin Knox, the recruit, the that Lexi, you know what they said? The reputation. That's what he said. the reputation of putting guys in the league.
Yeah, and now we're going big scheme, but even smaller. I mean, no, and they're. I mean, I'm not saying there's not kids in the city of Louisville that don't go, hey, look, I'm excited to get the Rupp. I like the history right. there. I want to play there.
Right, I'm going to go just shut like it down.
There may be some kids. Well, it's kind of hard when, you know, you watch the other team shoot 42 free throws when you shoot 15. But boy, that's the
did
that's
you
the,
play in Rupp or something?
That's the other argument.
Sounds more personal.
That's the other argument that I won't. No, in my senior year, I didn't really get to see because, you know, the schools played each other, so you really don't get to see them go further because they got a blind draw that puts the Louisville schools on the same side of you. Anyways, go to Alex.
Alex, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Hey, love your all's topic. I had a few points that I wanted to add to it. The my wife, her family is not from Louisville. She's from out in the state. They go every year. Their family would make a pilgrimage, go to Rupp, go to the state tournament for 30 years consecutive. They would come to Louisville, go to it. You know, the difference is the Hyatt downtown at Rupp, that was a nice place to go. You know, when they come to Louisville and they were playing at Freedom Hall, where'd they stay? They stayed at the Executive Inn that was falling in on itself, somewhere out there by the airport. It's really not pretty, right?
Right.
Now that you've got the Yum Center and you've got all these hotels downtown, it's a viable option.
Yeah.
It's not even a viable option. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Then you take another step is you're asking about these questions. You look at, you know, people are talking about New York. We're not New York City. But look at, I don't know, I would imagine we're probably similar in size to a state like Oklahoma. Where do they play their state championship? I would guess, I have no idea, I'm driving, but I would guess it's probably in Oklahoma City.
You would think. You know, that would be my guess, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're not playing it in Norman, would be my guess. So it doesn't make sense to me that you would pick an ancillary city to host this tournament, you know, just because, you know, the state school is there. Because that's what it is. And
right.
if you wanted to dig deeper, this KHSAA board that is, I heard them on Diener talking about it. I'm curious to know how many of those folks have season basketball tickets to UK?
That's be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Why?
Listen, the
Why
men in black, they'll show up at your door too. My man Steve's already on the
watch list. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Alex, listen, I appreciate
it. It's a point. Yeah.
No, yeah, I totally appreciate the call.
Well, the thing is you try your hardest, and this is why we had a former producer, not you, Brian, but that's why I almost lost it in the studio the day that we had a former producer that said, I don't understand why people in this state think that politics and everything's got to do with U of L UK. You're wrong, man. You're wrong. It does. It even matters in politics. It matters in everything. Maybe we're all insane. That's okay. But every move that, because I say, you you want to give the caveat, like, well, look, I don't want to make this a UK U of L thing, different one. But everything goes back to that. And even in this, I mean, I think, so my point is what Alex just said, I don't jump him for that, for saying, hey, I'm kind of interested who on the board graduated from Kentucky, who graduated from UofL.
I asked the question in the nicest way possible without making it uncomfortable.
Yeah.
How do you put this, who's on this board, and how do you put this board together? Because the decisions of the fate of finances of, or not,
yeah.
not just finances, but the random draws and the, all these things that affect the entire high school sports atmosphere.
Yeah.
I need to know. I need some transparency here. Like,
yeah.
you know, like I said, I understand that, you know, these, you know, you have these officials put together, but this is the process that I need to know a little more about.
And nobody's saying even that Rupp is a bad location for the state tournament.
Right.
There's things. So, but I do agree with what Alex said now with the Yum Center, because my argument would be it has to be played in the Yum Center. I don't think you can bring it back to Louisville and play at Freedom Hall.
Right.
Look, I'm sorry. I hate to rip your soul out like that.
Easy. Easy.
Okay.
And Alex, be careful with your Executive West jargon, too.
Okay.
I've slept many of healthy nights in that Executive West. Boy, if that Executive West walls could talk, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that not the scary? I just had the scariest thought of 2017.
Yes.
The Executive West walls.
Telling stories of Marcus Maven.
Oh, no, not Marcus Maven.
Okay, but that's fine, too.
But anybody.
Regardless.
No.
But it's a fair point, though. Even though the Executive West, I mean, I will say to bounce that back, It's a pretty prime location.
Yes.
For if you needed hotels. And that's another thing. Let me get this. There's people keep talking about, well, hotels. There's 16 freaking teams in the tournament. It's not like we're bringing 64 teams. You're 16 teams after one day or after 2 days, you're down to eight. I mean, it's
right
in a state where
Airbnb.
Yeah. Out of 16 regions, you have to say eight or nine of them. I mean, the eighth region, you're talking out just right there in Lexington.
And again,
like, that's drivable. And it's not like hotels are the driving force
it's
here.
Okay to acknowledge the U of L UK element to all this. I was listening to an ESPN national radio show host yesterday, Bomani Jones. He was making a point about being able to attend a game that your team is playing in, right? They were talking about, would you want a game seven ticket to see your favorite team play? And at first glance, everybody says, oh, of course, you know, we want a game seven ticket. But then you start thinking about it. My team, game seven, would I be allowed to enjoy this in public? Be a little panicked, right?
Yeah.
But his point was, to all that, he said, people, I went to a Final Four, Louisville versus Kentucky, in 2012, and his takeaway was nobody at that game was enjoying themselves.
Right.
Everybody was panicked, freaked out, pressured out. Nobody had a good time. And even when the game was over, everyone was just fatigued, you know, out of anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the point. Like, this is a different animal here. Let's get to Butch real quick. Butch, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. Marcus, Steve.
Butch.
Hey, but you know, you got to kind of think about, like, Duke and North Carolina, the same. We got two powerhouses in basketball in the same state, and I wonder how it is there. But I'm with Philly Carl on the fact that, I mean, Yum Center is relatively new. Now, they can get everybody in the state to come and see a country concert or a
But you're saying
Mars,
like it's a bad thing. Yum Center's new, so we're not going to have a
so our arena's too nice that we shouldn't play state championships.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I lived somewhere besides Louisville, I wouldn't come here because of what I see on the news. I mean, that's
my point.
I got friends that live in Shepherdsville and Maldrow, man. They're not coming to Louisville because of they're scared they might get jacked up.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, and that right there, that's the comment that is my whole point. I mean, Butch just said, I know people that's not coming to Louisville because of what they see on the news.
But listen to what he said before he said that, and I appreciate the call, Butch. Listen to the first statement. People will come in to see the concert of Kenny Chesney, but a sports event, no, because of what I see on the news. You know what that is? That's selective bias right there. You want to believe what the news says when it comes to the conversation about hosting our basketball tournament. But when Kenny Chesney says the best place on the planet to do a concert is downtown Louisville, it was the nicest hotels, it was the nicest restaurants, it was the nicest people, it was the nicest service. Everyone who comes in this city to the Yum Center, Beyonce. This is a mandatory stop from now on. Everybody does that after they spend any time in the Yum Center. And then everybody owns that. They love, Kentucky. Oh, they like coming to Kentucky. That's a proud, you know, trophy. But when it comes to spending that, you know, getting that athlete element, which gets us closer to U of L UK, now, oh, they do got that problem down there, though. Oh, they got that one other problem. It's a little too violent. You know, that's what it turns into. That selective bias being shown every time you have this conversation.
Yeah, and I think that's where we go back to when we go back to the point that says, I think the city of Louisville would support an event like this once every few years.
In a heartbeat.
It's not my problem that the state won't.
In a heartbeat. Listen, yeah. We got to cut to a quick commercial break. Long segment. Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150-93.9 is the number. We are at Lynn Stadium. We are on the corner of Floyd and Byrne. Having a ball.
Turning into a nice day, too.
It is turning into a nice day. It's turning into a passionate day, Steve. You're bringing him out today. You're bringing him out this week, Steve.
I know.
Feels good. I lost the name.
Reggie.
Reggie, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus, man? I got a comment about the last caller, Butch, man, about his people that he know outside of Louisville and going by what they see on the news. And make them not want to come here, man. It's all stereotypical to me. I mean, it's bad that goes on in every city you go to, man. And like one of y'all spoke about New Orleans. I mean, do y'all watch First 48? I mean, do y'all know the violence and the mayhem that goes on down there? I mean, Louisville's a pretty good city, man. Like, come on, they speaking like it's in Chicago or something. But see, that's what you get when outsiders view, you know, rather than a person who done lives here 20-something, 30 years. Louisville's a great city, man. I don't understand why anybody would be scared to come here and watch a Sweet 16 basketball game. And, you know, I just got to say, man, that's bullcrap, man.
Reggie, listen, I appreciate the call. And just to clean up, you know, the point or emphasize your point, it's not that they're really scared. It's the justification. When you need a justification to continue the status quo, you know, or if someone needs a justification, you know, they look for something like that. Actually, I was going to wait to let this be, you know, talked about on air because it's such a great point. Brian Hall, got a call in the break.
I got a call from one of our best callers. Her name's Paula, and she actually has somebody that she is, you know, kin to. That is involved with, I guess, the Lexington board. And she actually gave me some stats on Lexington and said that last year there was 101 shootings. There was 81 injured. There was 24 deaths. But here's another thing. They just added a panhandling patrol because they have a panhandler's problem. So they set up a patrol for it because they have so many beggars on all the corners.
In Lexington.
In Lexington. This is all in Lexington. 101 shootings, 81 injuries, 24 deaths, and they now have had to add a panhandling patrol to handle all the beggars.
And first off, let us clear this up. That's extremely sad that even in secondary cities, I mean, all across the country, that numbers are to that level.
Yes.
So before that's put into perspective that we're turning this into, see, oh, there's more murder in your city than there is in our city.
Right.
Like murder is a argument point on the rivalry is unbelievable. So, I mean, that's extremely horrific to hear stuff like that.
Well said.
But with that being said, I do go back to what Reggie says a little bit. And I would like to hear somebody call in because I'm very passionate about this. But I also like to hear, and I don't even have to argue with you, I like to hear opinion of guy that calls in and says, look, man, I live in the states, or I live in the counties, and this is why I won't go, and I don't want to take my kid or whatever.
Right, that's fine, too.
I'm okay with that, yeah.
But like, we can dispel that. Once you present it as a fear, we can present that as an irrational fear. We make the joke all the time, you rummage down on Broadway, West Broadway, right. You're like, okay, I'm, you know, this is not my, you know, community that I'm normally, and I'm like, Steve, if you're walking in West Broadway, people are more afraid of you than you are of them.
What is this just walking down the street? Like, what is this dude got that he's just walking down the street?
And I have to remind you, dude, you're 6'4", 260 pounds. Nobody's messing with you, but you get the point. Like, we joke around about it, but it's irrational.
It's such a thought process that, hey, I'm scared of you and you're scared of me when we're dudes.
Minding our own business.
When I say minority here, it has nothing to do with white or black. When I say minority, I'll say, but to the minority of jackwagons that are carrying guns, that are doing, I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
Huge.
If you got a permit, whatever. I'm not going there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that are doing things.
Go ahead and get us all the way canceled, Steve.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that if you got a permit. let's not go there. But I mean, if you're the guy that is down there and you are committing crime, because there are people like that, that doesn't mean, oh, well, I can't go to the city of Louisville because every...
You still say minority.
Every now I go, every race minority I meet or so, I'm looking at like, well, what do you got? What do you got? Nothing. Probably a sandwich and he's going back to work. Like, you know what
right.
I mean? So I don't have a problem with Reggie calling in saying, and I quote, that's bullcrap.
Right. No, absolutely. Glenn, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Morning, guys. Hey, I was sitting waiting on my chiropractor this morning. I read the Tim Sullivan piece, and I'm listening to you guys on the way home. But let's just assume that everything that was said was true, that it's all about money. We know it's not, but let's just play that game
right
for a minute. That tells me that in Louisville, there's nobody driving the bus to get the tournaments here.
Yeah.
Where is the Louisville Sports Commission? I believe that should be their job. And you would also want Greater Louisville Inc. With all the revenue that could be generated. And it's just a matter of, you know, everything's perception. What do I see at the moment? And this statistic that was just given about all the crime in Lexington and the panhandlers and all that proves it. They're just as violent as any other city. And it's the perception at the moment. So we need somebody driving the bus. And you would even think the University of Louisville would want somebody driving that bus, because we want kids. You know, my grandkids and my nephews, I've got nephews out in the state, they grow up playing ball and they think, man, I'd want to play in Rupp. Well, what if we get back to kids saying, man, I want to play at the Young Center? And it comes down to, we need somebody driving that bus.
Listen, Glenn, I appreciate the call totally.
Yeah.
We actually, you know, to be fair, we had a conversation. He was very complimentary of Kevin Miller at the University of Louisville, and there was another name he mentioned, you know, basically saying that Louisville was involved. And I was asking
in high school sports.
Yes,
yeah.
And I was asking the same question, like, is it up to me to put together an investment group / planning group / you know, like a Louisville Sports Commission
right
group to put together a full bid and a full plan? But that's I didn't know. I mean, this is the first time we had this discussion.
Right.
And I didn't know, is that incumbent upon, you know, the city of Louisville?
Yeah.
It's like bidding for the Olympics. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
is that how we do this?
And I get what Glenn's saying, too. And I mean, I think there is a portion of that needs to be asking the city, like, OK, I think the support is there. I'm not big on that one. I don't think you can even show me numbers. I mean, that say, well, the support's not there for it. But I mean, financially, okay, yeah. I mean, maybe there is a portion of it that needs to be asked to the city. Like, are we doing it? Or, like in the Tim Sullivan article, is it one of the deals where when Louisville brings it up, it's almost like, yeah, yeah, don't try it. I mean,
right,
so
right. Are you
are we being bullied out of it to the point where, look, I'm not. I mean, you know.
I mean, let's be honest. We never felt like money was the problem.
No, I don't think anybody feels that way.
Right.
I just don't. I mean, I think it is a portion, but I don't think it's an insurmountable. The reason we don't do it there is,
I mean,
strictly money.
And let's say this, Steve. If this was a 3-year event, if this was every third year, every third or fourth year,
yeah,
you'd be having businesses throwing,
yeah,
bidding to throw money.
Who throws an event better than the city of Louisville?
You would have a group of people,
yeah,
so ahead of that curve to be able to advertise, to signage, to be on top of that event.
Yeah.
Especially if it was every third or fourth year.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that would make it more of
a. And that's
more
what I think it should be. Because I also, as much as I'm City of Louisville, I understand the city of Louisville, now not financially, but population wise, is a portion of an entire state. the city of Louisville financially now. And then it's a bigger – that's one thing I didn't really agree with what Julian Tackett had said with Drew, was that he said, well, I don't think we have – we're a state with a city. I think we're all – like, no.
That felt a little political.
There's a clear difference in the city of Louisville and so with a lot of businesses. But
and
not saying there's not other profitable cities in the state
again,
of Kentucky.
Again, respectful yes. Difference.
I love the state of Kentucky. That's the thing. I one thing you don't want to do is I love the state of Kentucky. I love the drive.
The state.
Right. I love going around places. But
Tino the Barber, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Now, Marcus, you just took my thunder. I've been on hold, man, and you just stole my thunder.
No, listen, you can say it better than me, man. Go ahead and fire away.
If this was a 2 to 3 year event, man, you'll get these cities competing with each other, man, and I guarantee you, Louisville would outshine everybody, man, because I was fortunate enough to play in 87, 88. In 87, they had the state tournament in
Lexington.
At Rupp Arena,
yep.
In Lexington. And they gave us duffel bags and, you know what I'm saying, and a T-shirt and stuff like that. When we come to Louisville, we had jackets, duffel bags, T-shirts. And for the guy who's saying that we stayed downtown. Our team stayed downtown. We didn't stay at the executive. So we stayed downtown. So that's the hotel. And LaRue County and Clay County, we played LaRue County and Clay County, played both years. And we set the attendance record at Rupp and at Freedom Hall. So people's going to come out, man. Don't give me that. People's going to come out. And if you make it into an event, everybody knows that Louisville's an event town. If you make it into an event like the Kenny Chesney concert, man, it's going to do its thing. And the fact that if that stereotype that Louisville's violent, man, we don't go down in the hood.
You gotta love it.
Just stay around the Yum Center. There ain't no need to take off running blocks.
Tino,
in the hood and get nothing to eat.
I appreciate the call, Tino. I appreciate the call. I think you just ruined the entire.
That's hilarious,
right there. I don't know if "stay out the hood."
I'm glad he said that.
I'm not sure that was the appropriate response. You know, just
I don't know how to tell you this, but if you there's plenty of places to eat. If you take off flying that direction,
right.
That's your fault. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just listen to Siri. She'll guide you. She'll guide you to the executive. She'll guide you to the Yum Center.
Who was it? Was it Cat Williams? I can't remember. One of the comedians, Cat Williams or Kevin Hart, come here and he said, I learned one thing about the city of Louisville. He said, it's an amazing city. He said, but you hit a certain block.
Right. But again, that's every city.
That's every city. Atlanta.
Lexington.
Atlanta was one of the most, for me, and this is what I love about our show, because, I mean, we can both speak from the opposite ends, was a culture shock for me.
Right.
We were in Atlanta for the national championship, and we went past the Georgia Dome, went past a couple exits.
Right.
And it was a moment where I was actually moved a little
right.
bit, like emotionally, just to where I was like, this is such, how in the world is it so nice right there?
Yeah.
And then here I see boarded up windows and I'm like, and people are living there.
Yes.
I mean, it was like, it was unreal. So that's every city.
And New Orleans is the exact same. You got
maybe the worst of all.
Yes. You got Bill Street. You have these two places, and then once you hit
Bourbon Street, Bill Street's in Memphis, which is just all bad. What?
Steve, stop it. Stop it before you get us protested by our Memphis affiliates.
That's sure.
Point being, New Orleans, everybody can't wait to have an event in New Orleans, right?
Right.
You are two streets away from, like, you know, what is it, Lil Wayne, Holly Grove? Like, you're right there. So the worst parts of New Orleans, you're less than, you know, 2 miles from the worst parts of New Orleans every time you go to Bourbon Street.
Absolutely.
Or go to the, you know, to the New Orleans, the Dome or anything like that. So it's like, people, it's all about what you're using to promote what you want to do. You know, if you want it in Rupp, you know, let's make this a bidding war. You know, everybody wins with your bidding war or whatever. But don't say we don't have it because of the crime element. We don't have it because people are scared to go. That's just a narrative.
Yeah, that's silly, man. I've been around the Yum Center. I've been blocks away from the Yum Center. I have never in my life been in a situation, and I know some people may have, because right. I know it can happen anywhere, but I personally have never been in a situation where I was scared for my life.
Everywhere has its
I've had people walk up to me at a gas station and ask for money.
At campus.
Everywhere.
Everybody's campus.
Okay, it happens. So, I mean, you know.
Larry from Orlando, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Steve Ramajew, you done started up more in a hornet's nest than that entire state, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Good topic, Steve Ramajew. Listen, I heard a guy call in, but it's just what you guys are talking about right now, being afraid to go to the Yum Center, this and that. When Louisville came down here with the football team, played LSU at the Citrus Bowl, we're Camping World Stadium now, I didn't think twice. It's a real bad neighborhood in that immediate area. It's real bad. They had shootings there all the time, blah, blah, blah. But that did not hinder me from purchasing my ticket and going inside that stadium to watch my University of Louisville Cardinals team play. It didn't even enter my mind. And I guess what I'm saying is, if you go for a purpose, a direct purpose to a situation, and you're going to do what's on your mind and get out of there, I think it's okay, because crime is everywhere, just like you guys said. But I would not go down there just to millage around or drive around and be in a place where I did not what's going to happen to me immediately, you know? But anyway, that's what I got. Great topic, Steve Rummage. And by the way, Steve, back in the 60s, I used to sneak into Freedom Hall every year with four newspapers and pretend I was a paper boy, and it worked every time. Talk to you guys later.
That's a great story, Larry.
So Larry was the criminal element we got to worry
about. Yeah, so watch for Larry.
Right. Isn't that funny? Bob, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I used to live in Chicago, and I used to go to the Bulls games a lot. And that area down at 35th and Wells is not exactly the best part of town. And the White Sox are just up the road a little bit. But you go to the game, you enjoy the game, you leave. There's no reason to be hanging out down there after the game. Nothing good's going to happen. So, and another thing, I think the reason that people are worried about Louisville is it's always on the news. They pump it up. And that's all you hear. You never hear about the great people, the great things that go on in this town. This is a great town. I've lived here for over 20 years, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. They just need to take a look at the good side and quit worrying about the bad.
I appreciate the call, Bob. Absolutely. One last one before break. Mike Will from The Ville, thanks for joining us on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Mike Will from The Ville, Marcus. How you doing, buddy?
Great, as always.
It's been a long time since I called. I've been waiting until I got the new phone, but I couldn't stand to sit on the sidelines no longer. I've been listening to you, but this afraid to come to Louisville thing, all I got is three words to say, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but white people, please. Okay? That's what it's all about. I got coworkers that would not come to my family members' funerals or wakes because it was in the West End. And I kept, like I said, when I heard about that, I said to myself, what, you think it's going to be a drive-by at a funeral home or a church?
But you do realize that's not white people. That's the narrative of people outside of Louisville. So it can't just be white people. Black people are scared of crime the same way.
All the black people I work with showed up.
Listen,
all of them.
That was your situation.
Some that were born in Louisville, some were born outside of Louisville. And they showed up.
No, listen, okay. Mike, I appreciate the call. Listen, I won't say there's not a comfort element if you say black people going to a funeral of a black person. But again, people from outside the city of Louisville, black and white, equally fear the narrative that Louisville is crime ridden.
Yeah.
So, they're like, no, that's not it's not the racial barrier line. It's the impression. It's the perception.
No, I agree.
Of hosting an event like that. It just doesn't.
And we're not blind to the, and like I said, again, I'm not trying to get too far off that rabbit trail. We're not blind to the fact that racism exists.
You're right. And can go into this conversation.
Yeah, it can get into that.
But
so.
That won't be the separating factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something like this.
No, I agree.
Midday with Marcus Maven rolling along. 8150-939 is the number, as always, of 10 and 12 on 93.9 The Ville.